Santa Paula, K210CH Venture, K206AA Laguna Beach, K208AM Newport Beach, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Smile Band 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
It's time for Friday on a Friday. Welcome aboard, Jason.
Thank thy.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. His last name is Friday, so we call this Friday on a Friday. It's radio trickery.
My goodness, that is.
We are happy to report. So the Smile Band happens to be Johnny Greenwood and Tom York from Radiohead, and they had to cancel their tour. Because Johnny was ill.
Gosh.
But Colin, his brother, just posted that Johnny's doing well. He's recuperating and watching a lot of Seinfeld.
That's good.
Wouldn't it be fun to lay on a couch and
watch
Seinfeld?
Just watch Seinfeld all day.
With Johnny Greenwood?
Yeah, I mean, maybe just a little bit. I'd be like that one fan that was screaming his name, Bloody Murder.
Oh, yeah. We went to a show and someone was just like, Johnny!
But it was so loud.
Johnny!
It made my ears like...
Yeah, she pretty much
shot.
Ruined the show for us.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, so we like to premiere some cool music. We watch a lot of interesting shows, and we just came across a show that is called We Are Lady Parts. That is so good. There's two seasons.
So good.
We zipped right through them real quick.
Uh-huh.
And it is a show about a Muslim punk band, female-fronted punk band, all Muslim. It really talks about their issues, about going out in the world and being Muslim, but also being female.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's the music's actually really great, too.
It really is. I really, you know, watching this, I connected with it so much just because I loved the whole rawness of the punkness that they had going on. So it's very, very exciting.
It's a British sitcom. You can watch it, I think, on Peacock. We don't know if they're going to do a season three, but we sure hope so because it was so good.
Yes.
So this is Bashir with the good beard. It's Lady Parts. I got this off the internet. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Please enjoy.
Woo!
Why won't you love me? Why won't you text me back? Leave me on red. Ghost me like I'm dead. Are my clothes too tight? Do I laugh too much? You say I'm not polite. I say, fuck you very much. Bash it with the good bit. You're so pretty, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. Bash it with the good bit. You say you think I'm weird. Bash it with the good bit. Won't you love me? Won't you love me? Won't you love me? Bash it with the good bit. You're gonna disappear.
been a minute. Father John Misty and Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. We got to see him perform that song at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And he said, whatever you do, do not bury me here. That's too on point.
Yeah.
He's a pretty funny character.
He honestly has so much like charisma on stage, and you're just like, this guy's crazy. He's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't know if he would call, he seems kind of like he would be a highbrow musician. He actually seemed pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like he might be cool to hang out with.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you're listening, Father John, we're available. Okay, we are going to continue. This past week, Jace Abiba Dubi came in.
Oh, I know it.
And did a SoCal Sound session. And she really is the sweetest. I was asking her, she basically got her first guitar 7 years ago. And now she has three albums, and her last album was produced by Rick Rubin. So I asked her a lot, like, how does it feel when you get that call? Like, oh, by the way, Rick Rubin says he wants to work with you. Yeah. What do you think that would feel like?
Unreal. And yeah, no, I mean, that would just, it would, I don't know. I can't even fathom that. It'd be crazy.
The SoCal Sound Session will be coming soon. I was hoping she had a cute little nickname for Rick. Like maybe when he calls, you're just like, hey, Riro, what's up? It doesn't sound like that was the case. He doesn't have Riro
as a nickname.
Or Double R or
yeah,
Ricky.
R&R, right.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into the new record. Okay, interesting that we played The Smile and the song We Don't Know What Tomorrow Brings. Her new album is This Is How Tomorrow Moves.
Whoa.
So maybe she does know.
Ooh.
She does know how tomorrow
Ooh,
moves.
I think so.
The new album comes out August 9th. This is a new song. It's kind of got an Elliott Smith vibe to it.
I like
and
it.
And I asked her a little bit about that as well. It's called Coming Home. New music from Miss Biba Do B on Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
You do the dishes, I'll carry the load to make up lost time. The trash to the brim, and I'm scared of it. But you always know just what to say. And I'm sorry if I'm coming home too late. I'm waking up to the gap on my blinds, peeking sunlight. I'd do anything just to be with you, to sit and watch you slowly wake. And I'm sorry if I'm coming home too late. A hotel room only means I'll be with you soon. An American stay makes me feel so far away. So I promise this time I won't be late. And a bar on the roof's not a good way to leave you too. And a seat on a plane only shows that we're miles away. So I promise this time I won't be late. We'll carry the load because we have time. I emptied the trash like I said I would, and you'd never guess what I'd have to say. I'm not sorry, 'cause this time I won't be late.
picture on a $100 bill. What's a game of chance to you and this one? Of real skill, so glad to meet you, Angela. There's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble. That's the history of the trade. That you add up all the cards left to play to zero and sign up the evil Angelus.
Live at Largo, Angelus, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater, your midday host.
Oh, hello. I'm Jason Friday. How art thou?
Thou are great.
Good.
Especially on a Friday.
That's right.
Jason joins me every Friday, and we just crank out the tunes.
Yeah.
Play some good stuff.
Yep.
By the way, Elliot Smith, there's an All My Rowdy Friends celebrating the music of Elliot Smith. That's coming to the Regent.
Yep.
Which is August 6th. A couple guys from Granddaddy are going to be there. Our good old buddy, Ben Birdwell from
Benny.
Bonus Horses. And a whole bunch of other artists, if you're an Elliot Smith fan and you want to check it out. Julian Baker, we're a big fan.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Julian is in Boy Genius,
mm-hmm.
who are taking a pause at the moment.
Pause it.
I was looking up what Julian's been up to. This is a new song from a TV show. It's a thriller called Orphan Black Echoes, and she did this song with Calvin Lauber. She's going to be playing the Bellwether 4 nights.
That is so crazy.
I believe we'll be going to one of those shows, October 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th.
Wow.
Why is that crazy?
Because she's just, I mean, we've seen her just, I guess we've seen all three of the Boy Genius boys grow from what they were into something so amazing and special like that.
Well, let's check out new music from Julian Baker.
Yes.
It is on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
It's Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks.
You win! That's a cover, of course, of Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. We heard that. We watched the documentary. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
The Bratz documentary that Andrew McCarthy?
Yep.
Put together about the Brat Pack. It's actually pretty interesting and has some good music in it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just one of the songs in there. So, by the way, Jace, since you're here, that means it's Friday. It means it's almost the weekend.
That's right.
I like to tease next week's 88.5 album dive during this program.
Okay.
So we've been doing a live in July theme.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, sure.
And I was searching for some new live records from new artists. And I found one. Remember when we actually, I did an interview with her, but we had her on our podcast, Olivia Barton, singer-songwriter.
Yes.
So she just put out a live record. It's called Live from SiriusXM. Don't tell anybody. We're going to tease that album because we're going to dive into it next week, just playing a bunch of those songs. But coming up next, we'll have a live performance from Olivia Barton as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil, presenting Krungbin at the Hollywood Bowl August 10th and 11th. Over the last decade and four albums, the Houston band has married together musical influences from around the world. Riding the wave of their latest release, A La Sala, Krungbin melds reverb-heavy electric guitars, dub-like bass, and airtight drums. Unknown Mortal Orchestra kicks off both nights with jams to lo-fi funk sound. Tickets at HollywoodBowl.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the 69th Annual San Clemente Fiesta Music Festival on August 11th. Taking place on the 100 and 200 blocks of Avenida Del Mar in San Clemente, artists include Long Beach Dub All-Stars, Buck 09, Big Rig Dollhouse, Sea Monks, and more. Tickets and more information are available now at scchamber.com. The 2024 San Clemente Fiesta Music Festival, 100 and 200 blocks of Avenida Del Mar in San Clemente, August 11th.
My town, my street. Give me a piece of mind that can't be beat, yeah.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. Passionate about new music.
The first song that I learned on my fence. Colby Calais, oh my god, this is music. I made something good with my hands. My teacher said, Olivia, yes, you're doing it. Now she is dead, my birthday's this week. I wonder if either of us are proud of me. Everything got all messed up after college. Shut up, I know that this isn't forever. I love you just for trying. I love you just for trying. Like, really enjoys me. I love to be liked. I love to be heard. It's my drug of choice. The gateway was the Fender. Oh, you sweet baby, don't take it so far. Nothing is just one thing or the other. Just for trying.
Sylvia Barton live. The song "I Love You Just for Trying." I love that line.
I know,
Jason. I love you just for trying.
Thank you so much. I try.
Olivia Barton, a great singer-songwriter. We saw her play the Troube.
Oh yeah, that was so awesome.
She's going to be coming to town playing Scribble.
Scribble,
which
Scrabble
has nothing to do with Scrabble. October 18th, somewhere in Los Villas.
Yeah,
we'll find out more about it. I googled it. We're going to that show.
We sure are.
So we'll find out what Scribble's all about. Scribble, we're coming. We're coming to you.
Yep.
Watch out.
Woo.
Okay, so it was very funny. So I'm always grabbing music and throwing it on like a Spotify playlist to listen to. And all of a sudden I was like, why do I have this one artist on my Spotify playlist? I don't even know or remember why.
Yeah.
And it's because of you. Explain. Yeah. Explain, dear sir.
All right. My homegirl, Yogurt, a.k.a. Yogi, what's up? Shout out. Big dog. Thank you. So I found this artist through her. And she was like, oh, my God, I think Julie would really, really like this person. And Carly Hansen is their name.
Do you know anything about Carly Hansen?
You know, I wish I did. But I would say that their style and...
Born in 2000, which yeah. makes us feel good. yeah. American singer-songwriter.
There you go.
Didn't you say, like, they might be signed to... Warner,
yeah, I believe they are on Warner Records or Warner Bros or whatever they go by now.
Oh, she was after being featured on a playlist curated by Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzles.
All right, I guess we'll still play it. this is called Covering Faces. It's Carly Hansen on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
You know what? One fact that is totally true?
Yeah.
Music sounds better. On a Friday.
Woo!
I know who you are. Your skin is my skin, as your blood is my blood. Nothing's wrong, it's just a celebration. I can't just keep them waiting.
And the song The Elevator off the album Ooh La La.
Ooh, la, la.
They were just here at the station yesterday. I didn't get to meet them. Nick Harcourt interviewed them, and they did a SoCal Sound session.
Oh, no way.
Coming soon, but guess what?
What?
We're going to see them tomorrow night.
What?
Guster is playing with the L.A. Phil at the Ford Amphitheater.
Oh, my God,
we're
going
to picnic.
Right. Yes.
It's going to be so much fun.
That
I
venue.
Hope it's not 150 degrees. Be nice if it was just a little cool, everybody.
Please, please, weather gods, bless us.
I am Julie Slater, your midday host.
Jason Friday co-host.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. If you miss the show, it archives on our website, thesocalsound.org.
Yeah.
You go to the on-air schedule, look for Friday, and there you'll see it right there, Friday on a Friday.
Mm.
Today's show, it usually takes like a day for the show to automatically upload.
Right.
If you're anxiously awaiting, if you miss part of this program, I can understand how sad and difficult that would be for you.
It happens. It gets very sad. I get it. That's okay. Just wait 24 hours and you're fine.
Patience.
Yes.
Patience.
Yes.
Grasshopper. Okay, so as we were tuning into some brand new music over the past week, you really dug this song from Two Door Cinema Club.
I did.
There's a weird quote on NME from the band. We don't want people to kneel at the altar of our genius. We want to entertain them.
Mic drop.
Mic drop, my friends. Let's get into it. It's called Happy Customers. It's new music. Two Door Cinema Club on what station there, Jace?
88.5 The SoCal Sound.
When the world ends, we'll do something different. Comfortably living, passengers and company. It takes practice, the method is in the madness.
Favorite Alt J songs. Every other freckle, I love every other freckle.
So good.
Freckles are back in. Girls are actually taking like little pencils and putting freckles on their face.
And freckling themselves, yeah.
Yeah. You never know. You never know what's going to come back, everybody. Just be you.
Yep.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We're about to wrap up our program, Jason, Friday.
Ooh, that means party.
Thank you for coming in here. Thank you for easing us into the weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome.
When you arrive, we're like, yes, it's almost the weekend. Jason comes in every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, Friday on a Friday. What's on tap this weekend? We're going to see Guster at the Ford. Going to be a great show.
Man, amazing. That venue is so great.
Make sure you take some time for yourself. Enjoy the weekend. Since we played Two Door Cinema Club, Happy Customers, it led me down a 90s road.
Okay.
I want to know if anyone, when I play this song, you could email me, julie@885fm.org, or slide into my DMs at The Voice of Julie Slater. I want to know if anyone remembers this song. So the band, they're from Oklahoma. They're called the Nixons.
Mm-hmm.
They had a song called Sister, which is kind of a ballad. This one's more of a rocker. But I used to work at the station Q104 in New York, which is now a classic rock station, but it used to play really cool music,
yep,
like Alice in Chains and Tool. And the Nixons came and played a Halloween show. I was dressed. I took a real bridesmaid's dress, and I made myself be a dead bridesmaid. So I looked like a vampire.
I love it.
And then I took a red lipstick and made it look like blood, and I wrote on the actual dress that said, "Never a bride." And then I happened to run into a dead bride and groom at the show, so we all took pictures together.
That's incredible.
So I wanted to play this song from the Nixons to take us out. Also, I came across a meme yesterday that said, that moment when you realize that the next 5 months spell Jason. July, August, September, October, November. Did you ever see that?
I've seen something with similar verbiage.
They have Jason there with a beer in his hand.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees with the pint.
All right. Happy weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We couldn't be here without you.
Yep.
We are member supported. Become a subscriber today. At what website?
At thesocalsound.org.
Nice job, Jason. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Nixons. Let's just get into it. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Make it rain. you're just like a mass, easily hurt and underdressed. I'm complicated at best and at worst I'm just obsessed. I thought you were afraid, so I acted the same. I wish that I could change. Overjoyed by you and I regress. I can't commit to you. Tried it once but then it turned me blue. You want another try. Wish that I could show you reasons why. Like I was 17, I thought you were the same as me, cause you were on my mind. I wish I said it.
Is this who you are? 88.5, the SoCal Sound.